you doing, sir?
Good.
Talking to Joe Fotu. So, I mean, what first Division One game? I mean, what was this like? It's a long time dream for you through Laney College and everything else. So, just generally, what's that like?
Oh man, it's a blessing, you know, being able to run out, you know, out that tunnel and see, you know, all your fans cheering you on and run out that little big tunnel, you know, and just a blessing, you know, God, and this is what I've been working for, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got my first game out the way and just move on from there.
Yeah, yeah, so you kind of get thrown to the wolves. I asked that question of Coach that, you know, there's a little injury and there's a suspension and suddenly you get, you know, you've been at defensive tackle all camp and now you got to play defensive end and you got to play a lot.
Yeah.
What was that like? When did you find out you would be at DE?
Well, I mean, when I got recruited as a defensive end, you know, I started off in the spring as a defensive end. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what Coach was talking about, like something about depth and stuff. And so they moved me to tackle, mm-hmm. you know, and I was in the third depth chart of the tackles. And then one of our nose tackles, Bane, you know, messed up his ankle. So they moved me to nose.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing nose for a little bit, you know. And then now they moved me to defensive end since we had some guys go down. So
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, I feel like it's a blessing because, you know, I get to learn all the positions,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whenever someone goes down, you know, I'm like a utility man.
Yeah.
Know, I just go in and,
yeah.
and just, you know, play from there. And I think I'm the only person on the team that can do that.
Yeah.
Coach Kobe, you know, told me himself, said, that with my athleticism and my size, I could do all positions. And I feel like it's a blessing, you know, because I feel like people are recruiters, you know, they like to see people that can play all kinds of positions.
Sure, so, sure. Yeah.
Just try to make the best out of me and try to play hard in every position. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it like in a big stadium like this? I mean, this is different than Laney College.
It's big time.
You know, it's a lot different. And now, you know, when you go to Washington, you're going to be playing a top 25 team in front of a full stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is big time.
It's, I guess, you know, again, like, when I first got here, you know, my recruit trip, you know, just seeing the stadium, you know, how big it is, and I just envision how much people are going to be here on the first game, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
just running down, just hearing people, you know, just cheering you on, it's something, you know, it melts me, you know, it melts my heart down.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just thankful.
And how did you feel about your performance today? If you rate the whole day, how did you feel?
You know, I think I did okay. You know, I didn't have that much playing time at defensive end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of frustrated a little bit on the game. But when I was in, I tried to make the best of it, you know. And I got a couple times in the backfield, you know, trying to make some plays in the backfield. And
mm-hmm.
when I made that big play, the big block punt, you know, I feel like that turned, you know, that turned the coach's head, you know, like,
yeah.
okay, Joe, you know, Joe's here, you know. And,
yeah.
Just trying to, you know, every day, every time I get on the field, just trying to make the best out of it.
Yeah. And then on that block punt, it was you forcing the guy into the punter, right? Was that you, or was you and the guy next to him?
It was, so the three gladiators, they rushed out, you know, and I seen the punter, you know, mm-hmm. pull down the ball and act like he was going to run, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to keep contained because I was defensive fan, so I had to keep contained. And I seen the punter, you know, drop the ball and he was going to kick it. So when I was in contact with one of the gladiators, I seen him drop the ball. And I pushed the guy, you know,
uh-huh.
pushed the guy into the kick.
Yep.
You know, kicked it, it bounced off his back, you know, and I tried to recover the ball, but it went out
right.
of bounds.
And that was the turning point in the game.
I mean,
what was that like going back over the sideline?
Oh man, I couldn't breathe. You know, I was trying to run to sideline. Everybody's hitting my stomach, you know, hitting my head, and I was almost going to faint. You know, and when I came to the sideline, all my brothers, you know, were on me, you know,
yeah.
just cheering me on, and I feel good.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
To know that my brothers are behind me.
Great, thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
It's nice that when you're struggling a little bit, you guys kind of step up. Okay, kind of.